Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Is yours a preference for pigskin or candy? For many, the biggest Halloween treat will be watching one of the biggest college football games in years to be played in Philadelphia. When number 9 Notre Dame comes a call into the sold-out link to take on 21st-ranked Temple University tomorrow night. Let's scare up some facts and figures with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Frank, the Fall Classic and the NFL, NHL, and NBA seasons underway. Where does college football fit into the mix?
Well, that's a good question. We know in general that football is the premier sport in America. We have asked for many years, what's your favorite sport to watch? Baseball used to win, but it was decades ago, Dave, that football took over from baseball. So everything else being equal, football definitely beats baseball in terms of being the favorite. Now you ask about college football in reference to the exciting game between the Owls and the Fighting Irish Saturday night. Pro football beats college football. Our latest update showed that 63%, which is a huge number, of Americans said they were fans of professional football, and it was 49% who were fans of college football. So college football doesn't have quite the same strength of fan support as pro football, but about half of Americans say, yes, I am a fan of college football.
Let's next turn to what others might call sport or spectacle, this week's third Republican presidential debate. Frank, Herman Cain and Rudy Giuliani are cautionary tales of front-runners who ran out of steam. What can we really make at this juncture?
Yeah, General Wesley Clark, Jesse Jackson, Edward Ted Kennedy, all of the above were leaders for their party's nomination at about this point in the year before the actual election. And, of course, they didn't get the nomination, so you do have to be careful. One thing we can say about the debate this Wednesday night, I would say, looking at the data from the people's perspective, is forgetting for the moment the candidates, Dave, the topics that were being discussed there actually were the topics that the public and Republicans are interested in. Of course, it was a CNBC-hosted debate, which meant it had an economic focus, but that's apropos. The economy, in one way or the other, when you lump it all together, continues to be by far the most frequently mentioned problem facing this country when we ask the public. And the second most frequently mentioned general idea is dysfunctional government, and that was discussed a lot last night as well. So at least being on topic, I would say the debate was right in line with what Americans think the candidates should be discussing.
Though there were perhaps two unifying factors among the array of candidates, the disdain for Hillary Clinton and the disdain for the media and those specifically asking questions about the topics you just listed.
Yes, that's a useful punching bag for Republicans in particular, based on our data. Ted Cruz took advantage of it, of course, and turned around and criticized the CNBC moderators and got a big applause from the audience there. And also his fellow candidates said, good job, Ted, and got him a lot of credit. Republicans are very negative about the media in general, much more negative than Democrats. Republicans are more likely to say the media are biased. So in general, when a Republican candidate comes out and talks about the MSM mainstream media or criticizes the media, they're resonating with the Republican base.
I wonder if Paul Ryan is destined to be a punching bag the way the departing House Speaker John Boehner came to be.
He comes in a very good position. Boehner ended underwater among Republicans, which is something that's very interesting. In other words, Boehner's favorable rating among Republicans was actually lower than his unfavorable rating, 36-42. Those were the numbers, favorable, unfavorable, for Boehner the last time we updated it just a bit ago. Paul Ryan, the last time we asked about him, was 57% favorable among Republicans and only 6% unfavorable. So Ryan comes into the office with very positive vibes, so to speak, among Republicans, replacing a man who was not liked universally by Republicans at all.
And Frank, you've cautioned before that a politician's best day is that day before he or she starts to serve office.
Yeah, very good point. Well, another example, Joe Biden looked very well, you know, in our polling when he was contemplating becoming a nominee or a candidate for the nomination for the Democratic Party. But had Biden decided to run, I think his favorables would have come down as well. So you're absolutely right. It's the person right before they jump into the fray that looks well. But once any of us get into the fray, so to speak, almost inevitably your positive vibes are going to come down some.
Lastly, let's touch on President Barack Obama's job approval rating at this juncture.
He hit 50% one day this week. He came back down off of it after that. But that's pretty good for Barack Obama in this highly polarized environment, his job approval rating, for his 27th quarter in office. I bet you didn't look at it this way, but he just finished on the 19th of October his 27th quarter in office. There are 32 quarters altogether for two terms. He just finished that, and his overall average for his 27th quarter, Obama's, was 46%. So the 50% this week is actually higher than his recent average. We can look back at other presidents, and there haven't been that many who have finished their 27th quarter in office since we've had polling. And Obama's about where Reagan was. He was 47% back in 1987 in his 27th quarter. He is above George W. Bush, who was at 33% in his 27th quarter back in 2007. Bush wasn't doing well at all. But the more positive comparisons would be Bill Clinton, 60% in his 27th quarter back in 1999. He was sailing high with the dot-com boom. And you go all the way back to Dwight Eisenhower. You remember it well, back in 1959, as Ike finished his 27th quarter, his approval rating was 65%. So Obama's, I would say, in the middle.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.